Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo from Dharma Talk for the Fortune Development with a wish for that people will live, have the life more freely and be able to accept the more new thought and create the future of the bright future in life. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, maybe this is as usual, but I would like to start to talk about something haven't talked in the previous Buddhism. And this is, the subject is that there is no human world exist. Or what that mean? Well, in the Buddhism in general, I mean Mahayana Buddhism in general, there are 10 worlds, as I already have talked several times about this. And human being world, above human being world, there is a heavenly realm, heavenly world. And below, down below, Asura world, which is fighting hell. An animal world, and below that is the fasting hell, and the bottom is hell, and above this is six samsara, six reincarnation world, and out of the reincarnation 66 world, there are four world. Is Shomon and Engaku, which is the spirit of the enlightenment who practice for themselves, the self-merit enlightened. And above that, the Bodhisattva world, and then the highest is the Buddha world. How the each world are like, it is written in as the essence of the reborn rebirth to the Pure Land, the book, the name book called Ojo Yoshu in Japanese, which was sent 1,000 years ago, it is written. And I would like to share what's written there in some other time. But this time I would like to talk about how the special, and it might not even not in the one of the world, which is the human world I'm talking about. It is too special, the human world is. Once I already talked about the specialities of the human world, but which I haven't mentioned was that the human other world will not get influence from other world. For example, the Bodhisattva in Pure Land will not receive any influence from the beings in hell. That's why there is a one quote in Lotus Sutra that even the beings in hell are burned by their own karma. My world is in peace, mild and peace, and all devas are dancing. Well, I have in the previous Dharma talk, the past Dharma talk, I have put interpretation about this quote, so I'll not talk about this now, but I want to say that how not to be influenced. Also, the beings in hell are not getting influenced by the human world, humans, or by the heavenly gods or Bodhisattva the existence of the pure and beings, sacred beings in the hell, it looks like evil, because they take a form as a evil to burn the karma of the hell beings, which is really scary. Well, but when the human beings in the human world, which means the human being, chant sutra, even there's no power to rescue, even that chant has no power to rescue the beings, the really fresh wind blows, fresh and cool wind blows, and stops the fire to burn the karma, so they can, the beings in hell, when they receive the transference from the of the chanting of the human being, they can take rest for a while they were chanting. But if that chanting has not enough power to rescue them, after the chanting finished, then the burning fire come back again. But even though, for a while, at least they can take rest. So all the spirit world are like this, not to give influence each other. However, what are the human being like? It's totally the place of the influence, to receive influence of the all different spiritual world. Even that all different level of the spiritual beings exist as a human being by receiving the human body. So some people are like a fasting hell spirit, you know, always want greedy and just suck energy from others. Or spirit of the fighting hell who is always want to be on top of others. But also some are receiving, some sacred beings are receiving this human body and to be born. Look, that Jesus were born by this, the God was born as a human being is Jesus. These things happen, the body Satova, born as a human being, exist. So as a heavenly divas. By the way, if the diva in heavenly world determined to that they want to reverse the pure land, they cannot go straight from the heavenly world to the pure land, because there's a wall in a ceiling or something. They have to be born as a human being and practice and experience so many things as a human being and practice and reverse to the pure land, the infinite joy, the world of the Bodhisattva and the Buddha. So there's no state of the human being. There's a state of hell, state of heaven, state of the pure and infinite joy, state of the fasting hell. But there's no state of human beings. Traditionally, they say the spirit goes to the human, to be born as a human being, if the karma were counted and the good and bad were even, then they people born as a human being. But actually, if you start to sensing the key energy, you'll find out that there's no key of the middle. There's only positive and artistically giving heart or negative and sucking energy, like fasting hell. It's only one or the other. So there's no state of the human being. Well, there's a quote of the Plato, the Greek philosopher, that no one will be hated more than telling the truth. So I might be hated because of telling this, but I'm sorry. This is a fact from what anybody can find out from the experience of the key energy that says only positive and negative, either one, and there's no middle energy. And who thinks I'm in the middle is just not recognizing that is not positive. For example, well, many people might think that maybe I'm not so positive, but I'm not so negative either. Maybe I'm not bringing other people's energy or the world up, but I'm not bringing down actively. But as long as people are thinking this way, and the world will not change to the positive way, because as long as people are not be in a state of the infinite development of the positivity, its world won't change, and not able to receive unification from the great spirit of the universe, and not really realizing that human being will keep sharing the negative karma of each other. Because as I said, we have, we human beings have all other heart in our subconsciousness. We have heart of Buddha, Bodhisattva, heavenly world, but also we have hell and fasting hell. All these are in our subconsciousness. No middle, but just we have all. And not by looking Buddha in our heart, but by realizing the opposite of the Buddha, which is the hell or fasting hell for all the negative heart of ourself, and be in a state of the infinite development by the realizing negativity of our own, and keep transforming this negativity to the positivity of the bodhisattvas. As long as you have the human body, there's no graduate from this. All the time, keep looking the negativity of your subconsciousness slightly. You don't need to look so seriously, because that negativity is at the same time is the most you are receiving the great love from the great spirit of the universe, and keep transforming to the heart of Bodhisattva, heart of the giving. And by doing this, you can be the state of the infinitive development of the universe. This is the true reality of the universe, and this is a way that you receive unification from the great spirit of the universe. And this gives you the free spirit. You don't need to nothing that you need. You need to think that you're great. You're being loved. And your positivity, the heart of Bodhisattva, increases every moment. And you receive the unification of the warmth of the great love. I wish you realize that you've been loved and you are free and you can share this light to the universe. May you and people around you and people in the world have a spirit to open all the new thought and be able to create the shyness of the life and all the future.